Hammer down.
What's the word? Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of Bad Mac Vee corporate offices. I am Tom Diggs.
Had a baby at home.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Had a baby with me.
Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, pa?
Draft day, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you had a good night last night, right?
3-1, yeah.
Oh, it's 3-1, too.
5-2 on the day.
Connor gave out a fucking player performance that hit.
Was that plus 1100?
Yeah, Chris Paul. Suns. Suns division ticket.
Tony tickets.
More winners, please. Mitt, how you doing, pa?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Tony. I had a horrible NBA day last night.
That's all right, bud. Just shit happens.
Straight, man.
It's okay. Nick had a good night.
Yep.
Caller called in with the Oilers. That was a good pick.
Coilers.
Nick's covered.
Coin might be dead.
Coin. Dead. I think the coin's dead. Well, you wanted it to be dead. You fucking rooted against it.
I just say who I think's going to win, Tony. That's all I do.
If you want to get on the show, you call Moneyline.
1-833-462-2333. Winners.
1-833-462-2333. It's on the screen. Right there. Call Moneyline. Michael Mansouri is the man answering phones today. You can thank him for his beautiful UFC picks the other day. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
Good guy. He's a good guy. Huge news out of the NFL to start the show. Tim Tebow's back playing tight end.
Had a baby, Tim.
Just kidding. That makes
Timmy tight end
absolutely no difference to the season.
Come on, dude.
In any way, it will not change any odds or anything of that nature. The actual big news, friend of the Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers is unhappy with the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people are speculating he wants out.
I mean, what did you expect? Honestly. You thought you were just going to treat the fucking MVP like shit forever and you're just going to keep coming back while every other quarterback gets whatever he wants in the league?
Hey.
Good for him. Fuck him.
You don't have to tell me, pal.
Get him out.
If I could tell you as I'm sitting right here, I'm going to put a bet in on the Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC North. And I am going to take the San Francisco 49ers to win the NFC Championship. Casey goes to the San Francisco 49ers.
Wouldn't they have taken that offer, though?
Apparently there was no offer given last night when the Niners called. We did see something where it was like the third and Jimmy G.
I mean, what's it going to take? If the Dolphins were to offer,
they'd have to offer
3-18 or 6-18-36.
And
next year's first.
Tua.
They won't want Tua. They got Love.
Oh, well.
So next year's first? Would that be enough?
Probably. Maybe. Because he's disgruntled. Once someone says they're disgruntled, the trade value get fucking. Not because it's Aaron Rodgers, but down a little bit.
Man.
Down a little bit.
What are the Colts thinking right now?
Also. Oh, why? What do you mean?
Well,
thinking they could have got. I mean, if they, what did they give up for Carson?
Not much.
A second and a. It's like a conditional first if they make the playoffs.
Well, here's the thing: they sign Aaron Rodgers, give away more picks for him. Carson's conditional second turns into a first because they're going to make the playoffs with Rodgers.
But he would not play enough stats.
His playing stats. Time.
Or snaps.
Snaps.
Raiders? I don't think he wants to go to Vegas. Like, so, who are we talking here?
Because this is a gambling show on FanDuel. If you're in a state that you can do it, you can pick the team's first pick for a position.
Yeah, this is, I like this.
Take the, this drop.
What do you got?
The Packers take a quarterback in the first round is plus 1600 now. I got it earlier today.
The Packers?
Yeah.
Ooh. To take a quarterback?
In the first round. I got it earlier today at plus 11,000. It's plus 1,600 now.
But why? They took Jordan Love.
They don't like Jordan Love. He didn't dress a game last year.
Neither did Jared Goff in his first year.
Yeah, but Goff, good.
Tony, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
You don't want to put fucking...
I tell you what I do like.
25 bucks down on plus 11,000.
If we're talking about those bets, Chicago Bears to draft a quarterback in the first round is plus 380.
Okay. I was just thinking if the Niners were to get a deal done and they send the third pick overall to the Packers, you think they're going to pass on one of those quarterbacks and they're going to take someone else?
Tony, if I actually do.
Go ahead, man.
I really think I have Kyle Pitts. Because I do have about a stimulus check on Trey Lance going third overall, I had to kind of hedge a little bit, and I have Kyle Pitts now third overall plus 5,000.
If you're the if you're a Niners fan, is this not concerning that you?
I don't mind that sprinkle bit.
That you like?
You went in here and you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah. Or is it just part whatever?
Part of me thinks, and I thought this morning when I heard the scenario. Niners went up and got the third pick because they didn't think the 12 would be enticing enough for the Packers. So they went up to get the third. Best case scenario, they use it to trade for Rodgers.
Yeah.
Second best case scenario, they take Mac Jones. Third case scenario, they find a quarterback that they like better than Mac Jones and Trey Lance potentially at this point. So they had options.
Yeah.
So you're saying basically they wasted a first round and a second round pick last year on Jordan Love, and they're not even going to look at him as the quarterback, though? Like, I don't get that. That doesn't really make sense to me.
No, I'm sure they're going to take a look at him at some point, but it doesn't seem like they're completely sold on him. Especially if they were all of its rumors. So, it's hard to say. Call the money line 1-833-462-2333.
You're asking for logic from a group of people that are trying to push out the MVP. So I'm
Jay, fucking great drop in, Jay.
Hey, baby,
well
Jay.
Said. Well said. All right. Today, MLB, NBA, footy, draft, NHL, boosts. Lot to go over today. Footy? What? Turn around?
No. Let's go.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm 1-1 on the day. A 3-1 dinger by the St. Louis Cardinals. Two outs, bottom five, ruined my Phillies bet. We pushed on the A's. Unless you got him at plus a half, you're a winner.
Plus a half, my friend.
It was too juicy for me. so you're 1-0.
Yeah, I had to do it.
On the day.
Had to do it.
Let's dive into draft first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
A lot of draft picks, a lot of things you can bet on, unless you're in a state where you cannot bet on them. right now, first overall, Trevor Lawrence is minus 20,000. We're good with that. Zach Wilson, minus 5,000. We good with that? You think someone else might go too?
I mean, is there not a chance that I didn't know this?
Fields was locked for a little bit on FanDuel today. So I don't know.
When I saw that, I was like, I think there is a chance that it's not Wilson. It's very slim, but I think it could be. I don't think it's a guarantee.
Mid, are the phones working? Sorry.
I think so.
Okay. My viewer's not working.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, show.
You might need to reconnect to that other computer, but we'll
okay.
See.
I just lost everything. My computer just crashed.
Fuck.
Just everything. Just gone. Is the show still up?
I hope so.
Welcome to Hammer Don! Yeah, it's still up. I think we're good. so, number two, you may sprinkle on Fields there?
I mean, I already did, but
okay.
It's just...
Number three overall, some fucking wild movement today. 270, Trey Lance started as a dog today, and now he's a minus 160 favorite. Mac Jones was like a 270 favorite to start today, and now he's plus 130, and Justin Fields is plus 900. I have two tickets in on Trey Lance already before today. I got him at plus 150 and plus 270. So I'm feeling pretty good with Lance. I also have him under 6.5 minus 156 and under 3.5 plus 150. Do you believe that Lance is going to go there? That's where, I mean, Are the sports books reacting just because money's coming in on them?
I think the way we've been told the draft works, this could be them just trying to cover the loss, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because it feels as if the draft is the one thing where they have no clue either.
Or they don't want more money coming in on Lance, so yeah, they're going to have to figure that out.
But this kid, I mean, who knows? Fuck, how much time we got till that third pick? I mean, this is fucking insane.
Jay, will you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Will you go on that computer and see what the password is for the TeamViewer Connect thing, please? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Sorry, Chef. Trying to get your guys' calls in, but you know I can't see them right now. If you are asking where the draft bets are on FanDuel and you cannot see them, it's because you are in a state that doesn't allow draft prop bets. So sorry for that. Also, some states take down the draft prop bets 24 hours before the draft. So sorry there too. That's
a wild move.
Unfortunately, just some states just haven't fully accepted the draft as a thing, but that's what we're gonna do. Hold on, Jay. I can accept this. Let me see, open it. Sorry guys, trying to get you on the phone. It's a live show. I don't even have this, doesn't even work. Jay, will you text it to me instead? All right, moving on with the draft.
Hey, Tony, I know you've been talking about it a lot. I have been loving some over bets on these two running backs, Travis Etienne and Najee Harris. Najee Harris at 28 and Etienne at 30. I don't think either of them are going to go in the first round. So I was really loving those at plus money.
Well, actually, Mitt, Najee Harris is now over under 24.5.
Ooh.
So that's the Steelers sitting there at 24, which I hope he does not go there. Gumpy wants him to go to the Dolphins at 18.
I would gladly take him at 18, yeah.
Has that where's the juice on that one? Sorry, Tony. I already put minus, those in.
It's even both it's even. Ways, yeah. Ooh. Minus 110 over or under.
And then ETN, I believe, is 30.5 or 31.5. Same thing.
Yeah. Little bit. Over is minus 116, under is minus 105.
I took ETN to be first running back drafted at plus 185 just because he opened as a favorite, and him being plus 185 now is just some good value.
Penny Sewell under 6.5 is plus 100.
I have his over under at 6.5 minus 110 plus 110. People think that it's going to be Pitts, Chase, and then who do the Dolphins take at 6 if Pitts and Chase are gone?
Nobody knows.
Well, if you think it's going to be Sewell, then you go 6.5. Hold on, let me see if these.
I think there's going to be a massive trade here, which is going to throw everything for a fucking loop, and no one's going to know anything.
Like someone's going to come up to four.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't. The phones are fucked, by the way.
But like, well, the Rodgers, the dead money is before June 1st. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Right.
So
they're not going to do it until they're forced to.
Do you think?
But then you run into the same thing we talked about, Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just not going to have. There's not going to be this many teams with that much value, I don't think. Mm-mm. Pitts, but would the Dolphins do it? I don't know. Right?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out the phones while talking to you. They're not showing up on the viewer, even though I'm connected.
It's good.
Pitts minus 210. Seems like it's going there. Justin Fields' over-under is now 7.5.
See, I don't... This is the thing. If Trey Lance is third, where does Mac Jones fall to? Like, if Trey Lance goes third, everything is... No one knows.
Carolina? Maybe?
Do you think Mac Jones is that much better than Sam Darnold?
No, I mean, I don't.
You know what I mean?
Do the Patriots come up and get him? Either of them?
The Patriots might not have to come up.
But Fields over under 7.5. It's juiced to the under minus 128. So something to look. Devonta Smith's over under is 11.5. Over is -138. Under is +114. I took the over there just because of the size issues and stuff like that. Yeah, it feels like
his stock's dropped.
There was a matchup of him and Waddle, and Waddle is heavily favored in that matchup now. Even though Waddle, so and Waddle's over under is 9.5.
Yeah,
like the Broncos aren't going to take another wide receiver.
No, but I don't really. Then I don't get the Teddy Bridgewater thing. Like
for Denver?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Broncos have been looking in at adding a veteran quarterback all offseason. I don't really know if this changes anything.
So if you draft a quarterback, you just let him redshirt for a year, or do you say goodbye to Luck? Like, that's the thing. I just don't – like, why now?
I think you would for sure have to say bye to Luck. I think you keep Teddy as just that veteran quarterback. But I don't know. I mean, like, seriously, I have no clue. This is crazy. Today has been really fucking weird, dude.
Waddle, I don't know. See, like, Waddle's over under 9.5. I don't know. I don't see. I'm going to have to take the over on him, too, because I don't see Denver taking him, and I don't see Carolina taking Waddle.
Carolina, maybe.
I could kind of see.
Like, what's the Carolina's Dolphins plan? Dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see the Dolphins come in here. Like you've been saying, they need playmakers. I know it's either him or Devonta Smith, it seems like, that it's going to be left at that spot. So which one would you rather have, kind of?
I just want weapons for Tua. If we're going to stick with Tua, just give him a chance. That's all I'm asking. Uh-huh. You can't trot a kid out there his first year back from a major injury like they did and fucking pull him in the fourth quarter and you run a fucking empty backfield with a mobile quarterback who loves play action. Like, they set the guy up to fail, and he still went 6-3. So just fucking surround him with people, please.
Can you really call him a mobile quarterback anymore, though? He broke his hip.
Who?
Tua.
He's good in play action.
He's decent enough. I took Rashawn Slater as the first O-line taken at +250 just because it's good value there. Sewell... I hear a little bit of things like how, you know, Slater sat out too. I don't know. I took him at +250. I also took him at under 8.5 in case the Panthers want to take an O-lineman there. And Sewell's already gone. Bill is going to the Celsius fridge to get himself a beautiful can of Celsius. And Celsius is now the proud sponsor of the Moneyline, which you can call 833-462-2333. Apparently, the issue with the phones is too many people are calling.
Broke the phones.
Broke the phones. The Celsius Moneyline is potentially broken, but that doesn't mean it's Celsius's fault. Celsius is delicious. It will give you the energy that you need to get through the day.
So here we go. From unimpeachable source, as of last night, Aaron Rodgers' wish list was 49ers, Broncos, Raiders. Not necessarily in that order. He wanted Packers to take the 49ers offer.
49ers, Broncos, Raiders. That's why I put it in the 49ers bet. There's no chance he doesn't really want to go to the Raiders, does he?
Doesn't really want to go to Denver, does he?
Peyton did it.
Send him to the Broncos. He'd make my family so much money. Playoff checks.
But are you even the best? Are they... The Chiefs are still the best team in that division.
Not with Aaron Rodgers.
No. Yeah, I will say they still are, even with Raji. But it's fucking...
young, super young weapons on offense. Decent O-line. No, decent O-line. They're adding players.
The Chiefs, dude. The
Chiefs also don't have a starting tackle at either side right now, so...
Well, they just actually traded for one bit.
Oh, yeah, shit. Actually, yeah, they dropped the Dolphins.
I mean, let's not rate off the Chiefs.
The Raiders is not a place I want to go if I'm Aaron Rodgers.
There's no way.
I understand Denver.
I don't even understand Denver.
And I understand the 49ers.
I don't know who else would be on that list, though.
That's it. That's the list. He wants to go back to the West Coast. It's going to be the 49ers. Get your 49ers bets in. That's all I'm saying.
So if that happens, then that Trey Lance bet is hosed. Right?
Potentially. Potentially. That's gambling, baby. That's gambling, baby. I took Kadarius Toney before Bateman +138. Tony played all season. Bateman didn't. Kadarius Tony can do things in the return game as well. Not that Bateman can't, but I like Kadarius Tony. So I took him in that matchup. I took Micah Parsons top 10 plus 120 just in case like the Broncos want to take him on defense. Something to think about there. Caleb Farley, I took over 27.5. Just too many injury issues. He sat out. You're with me on that one, Mitt, right?
Yeah, and I also took corners. The amount of corners taken under 4. I got it a nice, juicy, like, plus 130.
Under 4?
Yeah, like straight up 4.
J.C. So Horn, push. Sertan.
Farley, and then Asante Samuel's kid. And, I mean, who else? Like, I think it counted in DBs, and I don't really think there's many safeties in the draft that'll go one.
No, like, I think there's only one safety going in the first round.
Yeah, that kid from TCU.
I took J.C. Horn as the first corner, just in case, plus 170.
I took him top 10, plus 105. So because I do think that he is going to be going to the Dallas Cowboys.
What are you on, Gumpy?
I had that the Bears hit first player drafted quarterback, plus 380. And I also took the Colts' first drafted player, O lineman, plus 145.
That's pretty good value, too.
Yeah. I found if you look into the first the player drafted, there's a lot of value in there. Everything's pretty much plus money.
I also took, since I am a Steelers fan, I pay attention to them. You could get O lineman, I believe, to be their first pick, plus 250. And then their first pick to be a corner, plus 600. Those were behind. Running back was plus 100.
Well, here's a
sportsbooks think they're taking.
Here's a thought. If Broncos are, in fact, on Rodgers' list, Super Bowl, Denver Broncos, plus 5,500 right now.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, seriously, I would put it on the Niners and Broncos right now.
Why the... I don't get it.
Why the Broncos?
Yeah.
They have a really good defense.
Coach stinks.
Young weapons. Doesn't matter. Coach doesn't matter. He'll come in there. He'll run the offense. It doesn't matter. It's a beautiful city.
It is nice.
It's a beautiful city.
Diamond Cabaret, beautiful spot.
All right, let's get into we'll do a little bit of draft here. We do have one call that got through.
Make it count.
Houston. Are you from Houston? Is your name Houston? Are you from Tampa? Is your name Tampa?
My name is Houston. I am from Tampa.
Okay, cool. What do you got, Houston? Sweet. Congratulations. You're the only call to get through today.
I am honored. Since I am the only caller, I had a few dingers for you guys.
Oh, you got dingers.
I know you guys like dingers.
We do.
Yeah,
like
I got two games. I got the Red Sox and Rangers. All pitchers have super high home runs through 9. Martin Perez is at 10.4 for the Rangers. Martin Perez is at 10.4 for the Sox. And Kyle Gibson, 7.9 for the Rangers. J.D. Martinez to homer and the Sox to win, plus 550.
Okay.
And then I got, without the win, is plus 400.
Okay. Hey, Houston.
And, yep.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
Thank you, Houston.
No problem. I got an even better one.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to check your numbers there because 10 home runs per 9 seems high.
My only concern with that is Kyle Gibson, his last 4 starts, has gone 27 innings and only had 2 earned runs.
Oh, yeah. I love Kyle Gibson.
Yeah, that wasn't the one I liked as much as this one, the Rockies D-backs. Luke Weaver... for the D-backs isn't doing too great. He also has a high home run per 9 at 7.9. Last time they faced each other, Luke Weaver starting.
Houston, I'm going to have to cut you off here. So Houston, you do have a problem. Martin Perez's home run per 9 is 0.5. So he's giving up half a run home run per 9. His Ks per 9 is 7.79. His strikeouts per 9 is 7.79. So, you know, actually pretty good at not giving up the home runs there. And then Kyle Gibson, his home runs per 9 is actually 0. So, He hasn't given up one yet. So, something to think about there.
I do like JD Martinez to hit a dinger, though.
I love you calling in, Houston, but...
Thank you, Houston.
Kyle Gibson has not given up a homer.
He's been very good, my friend.
Do I have Kyle Gibson today? I did take Texas minus 108. Nope. Money line. Versus the Red Sox.
First five?
Yeah. Because of Mr. Kyle Gibson.
Yes, sir.
I just like him better than Marty Perez.
Yeah.
And Texas versus left-handed pitchers has been top 10, while Boston is actually number 28 versus right-handed pitchers. I like the pitching matchup. I like the batting matchup. So I took Texas minus 108 today.
Perez has struggled lately. Most of the season. Three and two-thirds last two outings.
We should give you a score update. The Yankees are at Baltimore. It's 3-3.
Ooh.
Top 10. I wanted to potentially take the Orioles there, but I decided to stay away from there. The Philly and St. Louis game that I did take is 3-3, also in the 10. We've got two extras going on right now. Seattle at Houston. Seattle's up 1-0.
Whew. Kikuchi having a day, huh?
Kikuchi is having a day. Next game that starts at 5:10, Casey Mize and Carlos Rodon. We talked about this yesterday. It was just too juicy for us yesterday, and I assume it's going to be the same today.
So it's a doubleheader, so it's a seven-inning game?
Yes.
So I'm actually going to do something here. I'm going to take the White Sox -1.5 +116.
-1.5 +116.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, there's just too much juice for anything else to take that game. But Rodon's been good, and Mize has stunk, so we'll ride the Sox on that one.
Mike, is the phone back up? Let's try it.
Sort of.
Call the money line. 1-833-462-2333. It's brought to you by Celsius Live Fit, the greatest drink that you could possibly put in your body.
You got a caller.
Yeah, there's one on the line. That's why I figured I don't know if they're working again. So we'll fucking try it again. 833-462-2333. Good luck getting through. You guys they fucking gumpy. They flooded the lines.
It's what they do.
I love it.
It's the money.
I fucking love the
money men.
The hunting buddies.
The money men.
Cubs at Braves, 7:20. Albert Alzolay and Bryce Wilson. This was a stay away from me.
Yeah, no thanks. Anytime both guys have over a 5 ERA, these teams aren't playing good ball either, so I'm not touching that.
That was a stay away there. The Dodgers at the Brewers, Bauer versus Eric Lauer. Bauer-Lauer matchup. Lauer stinks.
He does.
But once again, the situation that you run in with the Dodgers when they're going up against a pitcher that stinks, the line on that game.
Yeah, even -0.5 first five is -152, Tony.
I would lean
that, but I'm not gonna lay -0.5 at that much juice.
No, absolutely not. That's it's a bit hefty for my blood, my friend. I have the next game being Matthew Boyd versus Dylan Cease. Detroit at Chicago. I wanted to go Detroit here. Are you going to?
I'm taking Detroit moneyline +125. I'm hoping it's one of those doubleheaders. We get one and one, you know. Not too many doubleheaders get swept. Let's hit the front end. Let's hit the back end. Well, 2-0, the doubleheader day.
Matthew Boyd's been so much better than Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
But the White Sox are so much better at hitting than the Tigers are.
Yep.
If I wanted to go away, I would go with you here because of the pitching matchup. If it was first five, I'm worried about what happens if Matthew Boyd comes out.
Boyd could go seven.
Could.
That's what I'm banking on. Because as soon as Boyd's out, the sweat is on.
He for sure could. And then the nightcap, it was a short MLB schedule today. They didn't want to go up against the draft.
No.
Colorado at Arizona. Antonio Senzatela versus Luke Weaver. I didn't have anything on this one either.
No, thanks.
Staying away from my one?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, one more call got through, so that's good. Matt, where are you from?
Hey, how's it going, boys? How you doing?
Where are you from?
Southern California. I would say I'm close to L.A., but definitely with traffic and everything, I'm definitely probably a couple hours.
What's your draft value, please?
So I have a couple questions. You guys kind of touched on it earlier. players to be drafted in the first round. Just looking at a couple hours ago, I doubled up on Asante Samuel Jr. at even money after first getting him at plus 105. Now he's already down to minus 110. You know, towards the end of the first round, I kind of look at teams that need those, you know, O-linemen,
sure,
corners, edge rushers and stuff. So if you get anything near even money, I think it's a solid play.
Is that all?
No, and then also, if you look down to, I know you guys were talking about J.C. Horn over Patrick Surtain at the corner position.
Yeah.
Right now, you can get him over Surtain to be just the first defensive player drafted at plus 190. I think, personally, it's between those two. Micah Parsons in there as well, but I don't see anyone taking a linebacker up that high over those two. So I think plus 190 is a good value there as well.
I agree, Matt. I mean, the league values corners over linebackers at this point quite a bit. So if you like Asante Samuel Jr. to go in the round or in the first round, and it's minus 110 or whatever you said it was, so you have Surtain, J.C. Horn, those guys are going for sure.
Oh yeah.
Caleb Farley is there at plus 2400. His over under is at 27. I liked it over just because of the injury issues. So if he falls, and then you have Greg Newsome and Asante Samuel Jr. as the next corners there, I could see Asante Samuel Jr. being the third corner off the board, potentially, and go in the first round. Yeah.
Yep.
Mitt, what was the under on corners?
It was even at, like, it was just cut at four, and then it was juice to the under. Or no, juice to the over, sorry.
Are you seeing this report that says the Packers told Rodgers they were going to trade him in the offseason?
No, who is it being reported by?
Mr. Wingo.
Wingo, really?
Trey.
There's a lot going on there, man. There's a lot to unfold with that situation.
I mean, it's over. I don't fucking try and say that they're going to convince him to stay. It's over.
It was over last year at the draft, yeah, dude.
1 year ago today, this ended.
Yeah. And he shoved it up your ass on the way up.
TJ Lang was spinning this might be like a huge power play to make sure they draft some weapons, but I don't think so either.
No. All right.
Well, I think it's done.
Yeah. Well, If we're taking it that way, Green Bay Packers, first player drafted tonight, wide receiver plus 130.
All right, let's go.
So, I mean, I think they're going to do it. I definitely think they're going to draft some weapons, but I don't think it's going to help.
I just want to see what's-his-name fucking Murphy with that stupid smirk off his face. You laughing now, pal? Get out.
Packers plus 130 for wide
receiver. That guy stinks. They were trotting around like it was all some joke that they hadn't paid him and blah, blah, blah. Now, like, it's over. You fucked up. Like,
who's the second tight end to come off the board?
Well,
I know they got Big Bob.
But fucking Freiermuth from Penn State.
Friar Tuck?
No, Pat Freiermuth, I believe, is his name from Penn State.
He is quite the downgrade from Kyle Pitts.
Well, that's just kind of how things work, Mitt. Let me actually see. I think the over under on tight ends is 2.5. So I think they think he's going to go.
No way.
What, Mitt?
No way. Why would anyone take him if there's all those receivers? This receiver class is really good.
Well, I mean, most receiver classes are pretty good now. Total tight ends drafted in round one, over under 1.5. Over 1.5 is plus 420. So if he does go in the first round, plus 420 on the over 1.5 is pretty solid if there's another tight end. Fuck, I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about? Packers?
Packers, yeah. Draft.
Oh, that's what it was. So if the Packers draft a wide receiver, it's plus 130. No, they don't have a wide receiver under contract next year right now.
No, they do not.
They're all free agents.
I don't think any of them are going to command a lot of money, though, except for Devontae too, right?
No, he'd probably be gone now too, right?
Yeah, it'd be hard to imagine him staying if Aaron ducks out.
But if you want to sprinkle some on, you know, I'm probably going to do it right now. Packers to draft a wide receiver in the first. Something to think about there. Pal.
What's up, dude?
You got footy plays for today?
Today?
Yeah.
Arsenal's down 2-1 right now. We're trying to scrap it back for a draw. But tomorrow, we got a few Friday matches, my friend.
Okay. Do you want to take a call first or do you want to go as footy?
What's the call about?
What are the chances Travis Etienne lands in Jacksonville?
Let's go with the footy here.
We'll get to you in a second, Dan.
Marseille, money line over Strasbourg. Marseille, since they switched coaches, they fired their coach. They got one loss in seven. They've won three of four. Then money line -110 over Strasbourg. Great value there. And then we'll go to EPL. Leicester money line -105 over Southampton. I know Leicester played on Monday, but they've won three straight in all competitions. Southampton's lost three straight all competitions. Leicester money line -105. I love that there.
You got anything for Saturday? We're going to do those tomorrow.
Yeah, we got another day tomorrow, pal.
Oh, I know.
Still got Friday.
Oh, I know, pal. Oh, by the way, we got a Derby expert on tomorrow. Break down the Derby, okay? You pumped for that?
Can't wait.
Dan, South Florida. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good. How are you, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
The number one best sporting best podcast on the YouTube right now. I love you guys.
Almost nailed it. I appreciate it, Dan. What do you want to talk about, buddy?
All right, man. Hey, it's hard to be a South Florida fan down here because, you know, until Tom came to Tampa, all of our teams were just hot garbage. What are the chances of Trevor Lawrence reuniting with his savior at Clemson, Travis Etienne?
I appreciate
in the draft in the first round.
I appreciate the question.
It's a good call. That was a good call.
I don't see it.
Where do you think he's going to go? You think he'll go in the first?
Etienne?
Yeah.
I hear Buffalo. I'm hearing good things about Buffalo. I wouldn't mind if he was a Stiller.
What do you guys got after the first round?
Well, here's the thing. With Jacksonville, you drafted a running back last year that very turned good out to back. Be
yeah.
very, very good, yeah. James Robinson. So I doubt they go running back early in Jacksonville, even though they played together and we will reunite.
Where are the Steelers picking after the first round?
Like their next pick?
Yeah.
Just a normal second round pick? I think they got 24 and then 48 or 49.
Yeah, I don't think they have anything extra until like compensatory. I think they have two fourths.
Where do you think Etienne's going to go in the first?
What's that?
You think Etienne's going to go in the first?
First round?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both. I think Najee and him go in the first, to be honest.
The running backs to go in the first round is over under is a half.
What is it?
Najee feels like a Tomlin guy.
Yeah.
Just the vibe. Feels like a Tomlin guy. But I want a corner in the first.
You want a corner?
If there's one there.
Plus 600 if they take a corner. Over under a half for running backs.
In the first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Man, if you want that under a half plus 360, are you taking it?
Yeah, I'm taking that all day. There's. No one's reaching for a running back.
Fucking wipe your tears with my money, Mitt.
Total wide receivers in the first round is 4.5. So you got Waddle, Smith, Jamar Chase, and then you got to get either Elijah Moore or Bateman or Kadarius Toney. The over 4.5, though, is -350, so I'm going to stay away from that one just in case.
Just don't let the Patriots get Justin Fields. Just don't. Whoever's listening. Just don't.
Please, someone don't let that happen.
Like, let's just not fucking hand Bill that, please.
All right, let's jump into a little bit of hockey. Since the thing, Nick, is 3-3, we said we would not kill it until it's under 500.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So I'm saying if you want to throw a game out there tonight, we'll...
I wasn't going to do it, but now that you mention it, maybe it is.
I'll play along. Gumpy will not because he hates it. He fucking wants
the people coin are to also, die. There were a couple people that joined Gumpy and faded the coin and made money.
All right.
So, and that's all we want to do here is make people money. We're not telling you have to go with the coin.
Just sharing my thoughts on the game.
Nick, before we get into your hockey, we have a call from Erie PA about hockey.
Oh, Erie, let's go.
Mike, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was looking at it here. The Rangers play the Isles tonight, and I was looking at the playoff futures, plus 1,300. Think about sprinkling on a little bit on
to make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay, so Rangers got the Isles tonight. Rangers are plus 1,300 to make the playoffs. I don't know if you know what the playoff picture looks like. I could pull it up for you.
Off the top of my head, yeah, and I'm looking now. The Rangers have about, if you go by the mathematical models, about a 5.9% chance to make it. They're going to need, I think the Bruins are the closest team, and it sits right now Washington, Pittsburgh, Islanders, Bruins, and I think the Bruins have a pretty decent lead. the Bruins would have, I think it had to be a pretty monumental collapse for the Rangers to catch up.
The Rangers, oh boy, they have no chance, dude. They play the Isles twice, Washington twice, and Boston twice.
Yeah, and I just don't see it happening. The Rangers, like, future looks very bright, good young team, but it's going to be very, very hard. You're going to, like I said, you're going to need Boston to go on.
They just, have no gimme games.
Or I guess the Islanders. I didn't realize the Islanders were only 1 point ahead of Boston, and the Islanders have been sliding lately, but I think they're figured out.
So the Rangers are 4 points back from Boston, but the Rangers have played 50 games. The Islanders have only played Boston's 49. Boston's got 2 games Boston's in hand.
Yeah, Islanders have one. So, and to go into that, tonight I'm taking the Islanders because anytime I can get the Islanders as a dog, that plus 114, even though as good as the Rangers have been, as bad as the Islanders have been, I'm taking the Islanders.
The Rangers would have to beat Boston and New York and the Islanders probably twice.
Yeah.
Both of them twice there.
They're essentially going to have to win out.
Yeah.
And I just don't trust them to do that.
I would need bigger odds than plus 1,100, 1,200, 1,300, whatever he said, for that to work out for me. But you're taking the Isles tonight?
I'm taking the Isles tonight at plus 114. I'm also going to take the over, which is plus 100. It's sitting at 5.5. The Rangers can score a ton, and I like I said, the Islanders have lost two in a row. They're a better team than what they've been playing like, and I think they'll be able to suppress the Rangers, but the Rangers are still going to get theirs. Mm-hmm. I think the Islanders will just get it done.
Okay.
Also, Dallas, Gumpy, your Stars are playing.
They still hot?
They're playing the Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Minus 172, but I'm going to take them in reg. 60-minute line, minus 110. And I'm going to go over 5.5 there as well, which is also plus 105. It's gone over in four of Dallas's last five games. Tampa Bay's 5-1 straight up in the last six against Dallas. It's hard to bet against the Bolts, pal.
I mean, you keep going against the Stars here. Every game.
They're going to cool off eventually.
No, we're going on another playoff run to the cup, dude.
McGumpy and I, we ride the streaks, baby.
Yeah. It's what fucking Consigliere taught us. All right,
well, if you're riding streaks, I'm also going to jump back on the Devils bandwagon as the home dog again. They're playing the Flyers. Devils are plus 114 money line. Flyers granted 4-1 straight up in the last five when playing on the road against New Jersey, but New Jersey won last night, and the total has gone over in six of New Jersey's last seven at home. Flyers announced today that Carter Hart, their franchise goalie, is done for the rest of the season. They got a kid in net.
I mean, they've stunk anyways.
Yeah, Elliot might be going tonight. It might be Lyon. I'm not sure who's in that, but I'm taking the Devils. I'm also going to take Pittsburgh-Washington. I'm going to take the over 5.5.
Okay.
It's minus 130. Ovechkin's not playing.
Still up.
But Washington can still score with the best of them. So can Pittsburgh. It's gone over in eight of the last 10 when these two teams have played.
I was looking at the money line, and those are the two closest money lines. I didn't know if the...
I don't know, my friend. I got something else in store for that one. Florida and Chicago are going tonight. I'm going to take Florida. They're minus 166. Now, Chicago is 9-2 straight up in the last 11 when playing at home against Florida. The reason I'm going with Florida tonight is because Spencer Knight is in goal for Florida. He's 20-year-old. He's their stud in net. He's only had one full start and then half of cleanup duty in another game. But he's only let him one goal in 34 shots. He's the real deal. Calgary and Edmonton. I'm going to take Calgary. Edmonton played last night. We know the Coilers. Last night. I like the plus money on Calgary at 108. And
are you taking the board? Are you taking the whole fucking board tonight?
No. There's a lot, though. There's a lot of games. But for the last game,
what do you got?
The coin flip game of the night.
All right!
All right!
For the honorable coin! Present the coin game of the night.
Bailey, please stand for the coin flip.
The St. Louis Blues plus 134 at Minnesota minus 158. Does it sound familiar? Because it's the exact same game we went with last night. Gumpy won the Blues last night. The Blues came back and from a 3-1 deficit ended up winning 4-3. Here we go. St. Louis once again will be heads. Minnesota will be tails. Let's flip it.
Heads.
It's heads.
Yes.
The Blues. At plus 134.
Blues. The coin has spoken. St. Louis Blues plus 134.
Hell yeah.
You feel good?
Yeah.
I found the dice, too.
Back to back.
That bet's going to lose, huh?
Shut up, Bill! Shut up, Bill!
Scratch it from the record.
The dice does not agree!
The dice has not spoken.
Fuck you, dice.
Now check what it is.
What does it say?
Is that a Celsius?
What's it say?
Looks like a Celsius.
I can't see that far.
Well, fucking go grab a Celsius from the Celsius fridge. That the Celsius fridge that sponsors the money line. 833-462-2333. That's not currently working, I don't think. And what does the dice say?
That. Away.
Away. See? It knew. It fucking knew. You crossed the boss too many times. Ada Blues!
St. Louis 6-1 straight up in their last 7 against Minnesota.
Josh, PA, what do you got? I found that we can take one call at a time, I'm pretty sure. Josh, PA, what's up?
What's up, Josh?
What part of PA at?
What part of PA at?
Oh, you know, Josh fight.
He down by Turtle Creek.
Jesus
Christ. No, I'm from Lake Wampompak.
Oh, Lake Wampompak. That's beautiful country. Yeah. What do you got?
So I had a draft, I think a little bit of a value pick.
Let's fucking hear it.
It was Ja'Marr Chase, Najee Harris, and Penei Sewell to be the first at their positions. It was 150 yesterday, and it was 100 plus 100 this morning, and now it's minus 155. What do you guys think of that?
Well,
good value.
Ja'Marr Chase is going to be the first pick at his position. For it's sure. Sorry, buddy. For sure.
Penei Sewell will be the number one.
Penei Sewell, most likely.
Tony just said he bet the other way, dude.
That's just because of value. When you're betting the draft, I'm not. Do I really think that Penei Sewell's not going to be the first offensive lineman taken? No. But can I get value if fucking Rashawn Slater is? Yeah. Plus whatever I just said it was. So Sewell's minus 390. Chase is minus 1,500. Najee Harris is minus 230. Zoom it. Crack it. Oh, Celsius. Sounds
cool, crisp, sounds clean. It's going to be Sewell. He's going to the Fins, Gumpy. Just admit it. Just tell us. Your smoke screen moving that guy from guard to tag or
whatever.
What
did he say the odds were for all three of those to go?
He said minus 150.
It doesn't. Like,
I mean, it's probably
the Dolphins, dude. No matter what we do, we're going to fuck it up.
It's probably going
to. You know what I mean?
Ja'Marr Chase is definitely going. So here's the question.
He's going to the Bengals. I can't beat this.
I saw someone earlier today laid $30,000 to win $50 on Lawrence to go first.
I would jump off the top of my apartment building before I did that.
Yes, I agree. But Ja'Marr Chase, $1,500. Like $1,500 wins you $100. Like, would you lay $100,000 to
win? You know what I was thinking, Tony? How did we not hammer Trevor Lawrence when he was minus 250?
Was that a thing?
Yeah, that's what he came out at.
Because we're idiots, pal.
Sleep at the switch. Fucking suck it on that fucking good water bottle. Fucking mule.
Hold on, I'm gonna ask the chat if they got any questions since we could only take one call at a time. Oh, we got another call in.
Who do you got?
Eli from Lafayette. Eli, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're raging Cajun.
No, it's Lafayette, Indiana.
Not as cool.
Yeah.
Continue though.
I was looking at the top four NFL exact order.
Yep.
And there's two of them I really liked. Uh-huh. Is one of them's at plus 200. With Zach Wilson going 2, Mac Jones at 3, and Kyle Pitts at 4. Mm-hmm. But the one I thought was, like, really, with Justin Fields moving kind of this morning at going to 2, and then Zach Wilson at 3, and Kyle Pitts at 4, that's plus 12,000.
Yeah, that's
that is good value.
That's plus 12,000 for a reason, because that's not going to happen.
When the Niners trade for Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, all those picks are going to go for shit.
I don't think the trade's happening today.
It's happening this weekend, Tony.
So one that we got on this morning at plus 360, that's now minus 180, was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Kyle Pitts. I can't believe it's moved that much. Plus 360 is where we got it at this morning? Is that when you... when you told Bill to put $500 on it, and then Bill got scared and pulled out? Bill, is that what happened? Is he back there, Jay? He just left. He should leave because
he just walked out a minute ago.
So if he put 500 on it, it was plus 360, he could have won $1,500, $1,600.
Probably like, cashed out for a couple bucks.
Wouldn't say he cashed out for like $6. Hey, this is a gambling game. It's not a weak man's stomach game.
Weak man's stomach
game. You heard what I said. I asked the chat if they had any questions. I'm seeing if they, do the boys know about the three-way five-inning money line? I don't. Do you?
No.
Something to look into, though. Have we talked baseball yet? We have. I like... Who do I like? I can't remember.
Why does... I'm not going to say it.
What?
Nah, I can't do it. Never mind.
Steelers first draft position, O-line plus 260. Yeah, I jumped on that. And we jumped on the plus 600 for corner, just in case they don't go running back. The Bears pick, Gumpy picks. Gumpy likes the quarterback value on the Bears pick, right?
Yeah, plus 380. Bears first pick quarterback. I think they'll make a move.
Oh, you know what I took that I really
think they'll get Justin Fields, actually.
I liked Fields to go, I think it was, 7.5?
Yeah.
Plus money to go above that.
Uh-huh. I took it.
Yeah.
I got him at 6.5, too, actually.
I think Bears might trade up with the Panthers.
Panthers and Lions taking quarterbacks.
What if the Lions take Fields?
Which?
They won't. You think Dan Campbell?
They might.
Take Justin Fields?
Take fuck. You know who he wants.
He's taking a D lineman, a guard, or a linebacker.
Yeah, I agree with Nick. Do you like Bauer 7Ks and Dodgers to win?
Ooh,
that's plus money.
That's plus money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, at least the chat said it was.
Yeah, I'm on that for sure.
Let's see what Bauer's Ks per nine is.
Bauer.
He's almost at 13 Ks per nine.
Yeah.
You would think he's going to get to 7. And they're playing that Mickey Mouse Lauer.
Bauer.
Yeah, I do. I really like the Bauer 7Ks and the win plus money. I might take that all day, Clickump.
I would.
It's too hard to read. I wish we had the phone.
Do you think people actually aren't siding with Rodgers on this?
Hold on 1 second. I got to see. Landon, what... Are you, Landon, what are you talking about?
What are you doing, Landon?
What am I doing? Oh, hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Landon?
I was just, with the recent talk about college football expanding, should we hop on those money lines? I mean, Texas A&M is fucking coming into the 18 playoff, right? And so what are they, you know, minus
what the fuck
5,000, minus 10,000.
Good call, Landon.
Thank you, Landon.
Thanks, Landon.
What's Landon talking about?
I don't know. Next. Like, why? someone tweeted, I'm not going to say who it was. I'm surprised at the support Rodgers is getting from Green Bay fans for wanting to leave them to another team. When another quarterback did the same under a similar scenario, many fans of his team sided with the GM.
I think it was slightly different then because Brett was coming off an MVP season.
You know who's tweeting this too.
Landon, to your point.
It's Mr. Brady's number one fan.
Landon, to your point. I'm not seeing to make the playoffs on FanDuel. I'm seeing to win the championship.
And unfortunately, that's not going through for years.
No, that's not happening this year.
So, good thought, though. Texas A&M is a wagon.
Kellen Mond.
Not without Kellen Mond.
His over-under is like 60 or 70-something.
I think Kyle Trask is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
There's still a Kellen Mond versus Kyle Trask matchup that I took Kyle Trask in.
I think the Steelers should take Trask if he's there in the second round.
Second round QBs.
4-0, baby.
That's the way to go.
I just can't
That's
do it.
The way to go.
Well, I mean, unless you didn't bring back Johnny Rudolph.
Do I like New England to win the division plus 390? Yeah, I think that is actually one of my division picks.
The Pats?
Yeah. I actually have my division picks up still.
What are you going with, Paul?
To win the East?
Yeah.
Fucking fins up, baby. Let's go.
Pre-draft division picks. I liked. Now, I'm tired of explaining value. I'm not going to do it anymore. Browns plus 200.
You picked the Browns.
Pats plus 350. Washington football team plus 280. The Giants are plus 440. I might just play both of those. And then the Cardinals plus 550.
I think you said on Pat Show the football team. I like that.
Football team's pretty good. Football team's got a good team. All right. That's the show today.
It's a good show. I'll take the Steelers to win the AFC North plus 400.
That's never a bad bet, my friend.
Never a bad bet.
I'll take, ooh, Jesus.
Things have a weird way of working out.
Yeah, they do.
Right? I mean, what are we talking about here? Broncos to win the AFC West plus 1600.
No way.
Rodgy at the helm. If Rodgy's going, if Rodgy's going to Broncos, what that
is Niners, what are the Niners right now to win the
plus 200?
Who's are they the favorite?
No. Rams are
plus 175.
I like the Seahawks there at plus 290. I'd even take a flyer on the Cards.
Hot damn. Hot damn. Hey, can't thank you guys enough for watching.
Hey.
We hit a new high today.
Really?
I don't know if it's because of the draft or because of football news or whatever.
What's it at?
It got upper.
Fucking 45,000?
At least.
Our highest was 44,000 last week. So it had to be 45. Thanks. Thanks for watching,
thanks
guys.
For watching.
That's awesome.
We'll get the phones fixed
we'll
for next time.
We'll send you out a sweater.
Send you out a sweater. It's coming. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram.
Big night tonight.
Yeah, huge night tonight.
PMS Source for all your... draft info.
The picks. Draft Spectacular on Pat McAfee Show YouTube starts at 7:30. Huge guest tonight. Surprise guest tonight. What was I going to say? Somebody won the rollover.
Again?
Yeah, we're 250. We didn't see it because we had the person muted.
Oh, why'd you have muted?
Why'd you do that, though?
Well, I muted him from my personal account, I assume, because he said something fucking stupid that I didn't want to see again.
I said, hey, Tone, did you see this Josh guy won? And he goes, who? And looking for 5 minutes, couldn't find the guy.
Turns out I had him muted.
That'll happen.
That'll happen. But then I was like,
that's the internet, baby.
But then I was like, I didn't see it on Hammered Down either. Turns out someone who runs the Hammered Down account.
I mean, I don't like taking slander on any account, unfortunately.
Also muted the guy.
I won't stand for it.
Turns
I'm
out,
sorry.
Tell you what, in the future, if you win the rollover,
actually,
and you're muted and we can't see
since
you.
Since we started the rollover, I haven't muted anybody on the Hammered Down account.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
that was fair. From the past. Probably a tough day in the football season.
Oh, wait, we didn't do boost. We didn't do boost. Sorry.
Ah, we're good. There's nothing good on
there.
3-2.
It's probably going to hit. Pacers we just can't play defense.
We forgot NBA
it.
Today, too.
Yeah. Draft night,
draft
baby.
Draft has got us all in a fucking tizzy.
Fonte Mack. No
Crosby.
What, dude.
Anthony Mantha. Mantha.
I know. I was thinking about him
combined for 2+ goals.
Mantha's got. Mantha. Why am I, you got me saying Mantha? Monterey. He's got Mothra. 4 goals in 7 games for the Caps. Crosby usually plays pretty well against Washington too. He's only got 2 on the year in 6 games against them. I don't know. I always say to take these because I say why not, and then they haven't hit lately. Yeah, but
Pal, you like dingers?
Yeah, you like money.
Turns out Fanda doesn't like dingers.
I know.
Dinger boost in it.
I'll message them.
We'll see you tomorrow, 4:00. We got a Derby expert on full draft breakdown. We'll have more draft picks for the later rounds.
Couple footy picks. It's a tough
footy picks.
Tough weekend this weekend. I don't
MLB
got too
picks.
Many.
NBA.
We'll stay hot in the MLB,
woo!
My friends.
Woo! 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 Hammer!
Down!
Can't end the show if you don't say down!